Yeah, analog doesn't travel like D-Star does. D-Star travels great distances. I know. I can go all the way to Springerville and talk on the radio on a 6-inch antenna. Little tiny thing. Little tiny whopper. I call it the twig. It's so small. The antenna is so stupid looking. It makes the truck look like a cop car. I got a flat match with that thing. It's flat. It's 1.00, and it's all the way across the band, flat, 520 and 50 watts. It's flat. It don't change. It's just flat. And I can talk on that antenna all the way 30 miles away in Springerville, in front of the ding grocery store on D-Star. Now, analog, I can't do that with. No, I can't even get into the repeater on analog. Because I've tried it. It don't work. But in D-Star, no problem. I can talk in front of the Safeway and talk and talk and talk. Yeah, D-Star is amazing. And it travels way farther than this analog stuff, for sure. Yeah, you're right. I'll probably end up putting it back the way it was tomorrow. But it was a lot of work to get it over here on analog. And I got to tell you, I learned a lot of stuff about USB radio. I got to tell you, it sounds amazing. But I'm not happy with analog. I'm not after that move. And when I do this, it's just going to stay D-Star, D-Star only, and that's it. No analog crap. Yeesh. The analog on a digital repeater sounds like crap. Bottom line. KE60BK. Go ahead, Birch.